Good morning, St. John's County, and welcome into the St. John's County Show that's on in the morning. My name is Pete Melfi. With me is Troy Blevins. Want to remind you, of course, to download that 904 Now app. A whole lot in there for you. Jail logs, local news, local traffic, everything you can possibly imagine. It's completely taken the place of the local newspaper. we've got a lot of election recapping to do, Troy.
Hey, good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday morning. You know what? It's almost the weekend.
It is almost the weekend. We're going to roll with that. Wednesday morning. Okay. It is Wednesday. I guess you officially said that. You kind of said that.
I'll get you going here.
Yeah, no, look, it was a long night, man. We were up late doing the election stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Came back to the house, continued to watch the election stuff and try and figure out what the hell was going on with all of it. I don't have to try and figure out what's going on with Old City Homes, though. And before we get to our election stuff,
let's
shout out our title sponsor here. If you're looking for a new home or even vacant land, you can always call Jerry. He knows the housing market around here very, very well. Call Jerry Falkemer, Century 21 Real Estate. See, Jerry's like, Pete, you can try to improvise on some of my stuff if you want. So every now and then I try to do that, and I'm doing
you
it.
You fail.
Today
mentally.
Is not the day to do that. Yeah, we've already established I'm not fully here mentally.
A day after a very long night. And you're attempting to do that. So, I'm pretty much wide awake today because I didn't sleep at all.
No. Really?
No, that's a lie. I fell asleep. I slept like a baby.
I was like, man, that is you are really Mike, too into this election,
Mike,
Troy.
Mike called me like early this morning. He was mad. You called it too soon. I was like, stop panicking. We're good. No, we kind of went through the scenarios again, but. We're going to stick more with the local stuff than we are the national stuff.
Yeah, but we'll talk a little bit about the national stuff and what's going on there because it is close. But Jerry Falkemer, point being, Jerry Falkemer, Century 21, he's a great sponsor of the show. Really appreciate him. And you will, too, if you work with him, 904-466-9505. Shout out to Fidus Roofing and Construction Debris Removal as well, and we'll talk about them a little bit later. But let's get right into some of the local election stuff. Troy, I was shocked at some of the local election stuff.
We called a reversal on the city race.
Yes.
We thought Wade was going to be able to take Roxanne.
We thought he might be able to.
Yeah,
we thought it would be a much closer race.
We thought it was
going to
be a very tight race.
Yeah.
Roxanne actually won that fairly easily.
Yeah.
It was like a 10-point difference. And the shocker of the night was Barbara Blonder beating Liana.
Unseating Liana Freeman,
yeah.
Man. I did not see that coming whatsoever.
Liana's been there, I think this would have been her third term. So she already won twice before. Maybe more than that.
I thought I read somebody.
It's even more than that because she was there when I did the Crawfish Festival in 2008. She was the city commissioner.
Okay. That might have been her first term then, huh?
Might have been her first term.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a long time, man.
Yeah.
It's a very, very long time.
So, that was a little bit of a shocker.
I think...
I'll tell you, because I thought Barbara's association with Flagler would hurt her.
Yeah.
Hurt her more. And old school St. Augustine was kind of anti-Flagler. I'm guessing new school St. Augustine's not as much.
I guess not. I guess that doesn't
make a difference. I'm a Flagler grad, so
right.
people understand where I'm coming from with it. But that's the reality of our city.
Yeah. And now we got Tracy Upchurch, the mayor, who's
a Flagler professor. Yeah.
Professor as well.
Yeah, see, and I thought that would hurt her having two Flagler people on the board at the same time.
Now, again, when I read a thing about her win last night, it pointed out that she was a scientist, and I still haven't heard what kind of scientist she is. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to have her on the show. I'm going to start reaching out to some of these folks and have them on the show so people can get to know them a little bit as they come into office. So we'd love to have Barbara Blonder on. Number one question for Barbara Blonder is going to be, what kind of scientist are you?
Yeah.
I'd love to know. Yeah. I hope
she's
going to
pronounce
something relevant.
She's going to pronounce a word, and both of us will go like this.
Yeah, both of us.
Like, we won't know what
it
is.
We'll look at each other and give each other that look. I guess she's a scientist.
Okay. I can't pronounce that.
That word alone proves that she is, in fact, a scientist, even if she won't tell us what kind of scientist.
Yeah.
But says she's going to focus on the flooding issues and sea level rise.
She's already my friend.
Yeah, but you know, every incoming commissioner says that. And then they fall under the rule of President Reagan.
Yeah.
And things change.
Yeah.
But no, so that was very, very interesting, man. I don't think really anybody saw that coming, except for we did talk about a couple of weeks ago that Barbara Blonder, it surprised me that she was pretty far ahead in the money, in the money raising.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Do you think the fact that the Republican Party kind of denounced Leanna Freeman earlier in the year, or made a difference?
See,
or do you think that
in the city, I don't think that Republican.
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't think that really. I think it actually might hurt you in the city. City's pretty liberal.
You mean it might help you in the city?
No. Well, it might help you to be denounced, but I mean, you know,
right.
If you get Republican support within the city,
right.
I don't think it helps you in any way.
Right. Right.
I mean, I'm considered very, very conservative inside the city.
yeah.
On my show in the afternoon, I'm the bleeding heart lib progressive.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
you're to the left.
I'm center
on your show.
But
you're to the left of Mike.
Oh, to the left.
It?
I'm clearly to the left on the show. But in real life, I'm pretty much down the center. And I want to thank everyone out there who voted for me for sheriff. You know.
Yeah, you got a couple of votes for sheriff. Sheriff Hardwick, though, Sheriff-elect Hardwick, he got a win against you.
Uh-huh.
He got a little bit of a win over you, Troy.
Yeah, he won by like 96% or something.
Yeah,
something like that.
It was, let me see, 95.58 to be official,
yeah,
man.
Okay.
He got 139,000
Congratulations.
Votes.
Great guy. Super happy. He's going to be our new sheriff.
Yeah, very excited about that, man. St. Augustine, St. John's County's in a good place with him at sheriff.
And also Ernesto, congratulations to Ernesto.
Ernesto, yeah.
He won over Maggie out at the beach there.
Out at the beach,
so,
yeah.
Congratulations.
That was a little surprising to me.
And I think he worked hard, too.
Margin that he won by.
I think he got out there and worked hard. So.
I'm sure he did. You know, I used to live on the island, Troy. I no longer live on the island, so I didn't know much about Ernesto just because I wasn't engulfed in that world down there. And
yeah, I think they had two candidates that really cared about their city. So I mean,
I know Maggie really did, and she did a great job out there. In my opinion, I'll be kind of sad to see her go, but Ernesto, I believe, will probably do a decent job. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Love to have him on sometime soon as well. Let's see. Going down some of the other
RJ.
Local races here. RJ, pretty convincing win there. 70% RJ Larissa there for
state attorney.
Michael Waltz for Congress. John Rutherford. I mean, those were pretty much expected. We saw those coming. Cindy Stevenson. You could see that coming. Christian Whitehurst takes over here on commission.
His race against Jimmy Johns was a tight race.
Yeah.
It was closer than what this one was.
Yeah.
You know, and he won that one pretty easily also. So he's a new commissioner coming in.
Yep.
And we'll see how that works out for the northwest part of the county.
Yeah. Henry Dean stays in, pretty convincing win there for the fifth seat out there. County commission or the fifth district out there, county commission. Let's see. These are retaining the judges. We love the retaining the judges parts.
Yeah, that's the part that everybody kind of just scrolls over.
It was surprising to see the Dan Hilbert loss too.
Yeah, and that was only in St. John's County. He actually lost St. John's County. To me, was a shocker.
Yeah,
you know.
And so. It wasn't that. I mean, it was. Close.
Yeah.
But
he had to win St. John's County to win that race overall, and he didn't win St. John's County. So we knew when we saw it that was pretty much it for him. He had to have a lead going into some of these other counties.
And I'm surprised because, I mean, he worked hard.
He's
and
a,
that one
and
really
he's a great
surprised
dude.
Me.
He's a
yeah.
great dude. And the good part is, you know, we get to keep him around. I'm sure he'll be back on the show. For other reasons, because he's an entertaining guy.
Yeah, so. Yeah, definitely. So look forward to that, man. But that was a little bit of a shocker. A couple of other ones that people are kind of interested in. St. Augustine, Port and Waterway, and Beach District Group 2. Jane West did win that over Bobby Stewart. Chris Way retains his seat out there at St. Augustine Port and Waterway. We covered a lot of this last night. You guys did a great job, by the way, on the election coverage here last night. We started at about 7, and you guys were able to not only do a great job, but stay awake.
I was worried about Mike.
Well, Mike
at 8:30. I didn't think he was going to make it to 10.
He was tired. He was sulking. He was very worried.
Very, very salty because at that time, Trump was losing Ohio and North Carolina.
Yeah.
Things were looking rough. Things were looking rough. It looks like they haven't called North Carolina yet. They've called Ohio to Trump, but
yeah,
Trump's got a big lead in North Carolina. North Carolina and Pennsylvania, he has
right
a
now,
huge lead. Georgia, he has a huge lead, and those three states have not been called yet.
But they're 94% reporting. Trump's up by about 100,000 in both of those states.
Yep. And go to Pennsylvania, he's up like 500,000.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Well, he's up about 700,000 now in Pennsylvania. Yeah, yeah, I mean, but. You know, that's 64%.
But that's the one that's going to be the slowest to get in because they do the postmark portion of the mail-in.
Sure.
And
is there something weird going on with what am I seeing now?
It's the state's rights to set that. You know, you listen to Trump.
But has Trump stopped that or something? Has he
can't,
said?
He can't stop that. It's
I didn't imagine.
Yeah, he can't stop that. It's the state's rights on how they handle their election. Just like we don't want the president coming into Florida and saying how you handle your election.
Right.
You know, so let the process play out. Michigan, we should know by the end of the day today. Trump.
That's
Trump,
very close.
Trump should actually win Michigan.
Yeah.
Because some of the stuff they have not counted is the day of voting. And the day of voting should favor the Republicans.
Right.
So
right.
That's kind of where I'm at. And if it stays pretty much with the pattern right there on the Google right there, Pete, your number comes in exactly correct.
My blind guess.
Yeah, yeah.
With a little bit of help from Troy on it.
Basically what I did is I flipped Pennsylvania for you.
Yeah.
And went
yeah,
to Trump.
Yeah.
And that's the number you came up with.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So we'll see, man. Very interesting. You know, I might get hired as a consultant somewhere. If
that's
I hit
all
the number
it takes
on the head.
To be right once.
That's all you it know, takes to get a job in DC, I'll tell you that much.
And the states that I constantly was talking about last week stayed in play the entire time. And those states are Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. I'm looking over here because I have them written on the whiteboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
To the right, and that's we've had them written there for weeks.
Yeah,
you know.
Now, Pennsylvania, we kind of expected because of again, you said with their voting process.
Mm-hmm. You had the connection with Biden, with Scranton. Trump worked hard on the fracking, the industry, the oil industry, and that fossil fuel industry, which is huge in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So, Trump. Without the connection to Scranton, I don't think Biden has a chance in Pennsylvania, and it really doesn't look like he did well in Pennsylvania. And Trump did very well in Florida, much better than we anticipated.
Yeah, yeah, and in very southern counties too, which
yeah,
nobody they, anticipated.
They,
I mean, even NBC had to say last night that Trump may have officially lost Dade County, but really he won in Dade County because of the amount of votes he was able to gather down there.
Yeah, Dade County normally typically goes about 65% Democrat to Republican, and it has such a volume of votes in it. It went about 54% in Biden's favor. So, I mean, that's like an 11-point gain on the Republican side.
Yeah.
So Dade County was very crucial to Florida. It didn't give Biden a big enough lead in Florida so that when the panhandle kicked in, Florida was over. So, and I called Florida very early once I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
people were like, don't call it yet. No, it is what it is. And
so are you thinking, you called it for Trump last night, do you think it still stays in Trump's favor?
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, the media is going to hold on to it.
Well,
longer.
This is the Super Bowl for them. They want people coming back to see what's the latest. What did I miss while I was at work?
Their advertisement, you know, all that stuff is connected to this. You know, I honestly believe it's going to be 284 is going to be the number that Trump wins with the electoral.
All right, interesting, man. We'll see. Hopefully we see in the next day or so. Or I mean, when does Pennsylvania officially, they get to close Friday with everything that they do?
I think it's one of those that it's probably can go as out as far as to the 10th. But there are going to be numbers where it's mathematically not going to be possible.
Yeah.
And we're almost there.
Yeah.
We're almost, I mean, with the 700,000, like you just said, there's only like 900,000 votes that are possible out there.
Yeah. And it's
I mean, that means Biden would have had to have won like 4-1.
Yeah.
If that happens, even I'm going to question Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, so that I mean, and I'm not on that Trump accusing people ahead of time.
Right.
You know, before,
no, you've
before
been pretty pissed
happened.
Off at Trump for
it,
doing
it's,
that.
It's bullshit. Let it happen. And then you do that. But right now, if Pennsylvania flips to Biden at this point,
that'd be really curious.
I would be, I would be even like, okay, we need to look at that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, okay, it's a full on, you know,
but the mathematics of it are
he's
700,000 ahead out there. There's a roughly 900,000
yeah.
left. You can't assume the vast 90% of
yeah.
those or whatever.
And the state to watch today, and we should know more today, is Michigan. Michigan, when Michigan goes to Trump, and it should go to Trump, we should know who our president is.
And that's pretty close, too.
Wisconsin,
but as you mentioned, it's a lot of day of voters, right,
yep.
that they still need to count.
Yeah, they still
Michigan
haven't
in.
Counted quite a bit. And Wisconsin's the other one that's really in play. You know, it's that Rust Belt or whatever they call it.
Which is a 10,000 or a 20,000 vote difference right now.
Yeah.
Joe Biden ahead.
Joe Biden, I think Joe Biden still will hold on to Wisconsin. Michigan, I believe, will go to Donald Trump. And Pennsylvania, I believe Trump's already won Pennsylvania. So they haven't called it yet, but they've already won. And I don't think
it looks like it.
Nevada, the electorals, if you slide out near California out there, how many electorals do they have?
Six.
I don't think that six are as big of factors as what's happening in the Rust
right.
Belt.
Arizona was a little surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona looking like they're calling it for Joe Biden, but we're thinking that may have the opportunity to actually.
Well, Arizona was my fourth state that I had underneath Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan that Biden, I felt like Biden had a chance at.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Even after that massive parade out there in Arizona that shut down everything.
But Phoenix is, you know, it's kind of like Nevada is Las Vegas. The population's in one big city, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right, man. So that's about where we stand. We'll see how that shakes out, even at the end of the day. But we should have some answers coming in fairly soon. You know what also comes in fairly soon? Information from Fidus, if you call them about needs for your roof.
Yeah.
And that number, of course, 904-355-ROOF. They're always looking to grow their team, and they hire a ton of locals now. Everybody that works for them is local. But if you're looking for a position with a great company doing great work that can make you some really great money, you can call Fidus at that number too, 904-355-ROOF. They always like keeping that team local, man.
All right. One more thing from last night's election. The amendment on minimum wage. I just want to warn people, don't go in and ask for a raise today.
Okay? Yeah, that's right.
Don't go in and ask for a raise today.
That's a progressive thing.
It's a progressive thing. It's going to take like 6 years to get there.
Yes.
So if you're making $9 an hour, you don't instantly go to $15 an hour.
Sorry. You know, I'm right there in that boat. So unfortunately, nothing's going up for me either.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. So, thank you for clarifying that, Troy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very much appreciated. Do you have any comments that are important?
There's a couple comments out there. One of the ones that's out there is, you know, keep an eye on Wisconsin and Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay, those two states are very, very key. I think we'll know more from Michigan today. I'm pretty sure, you know, Wisconsin's, whether it goes to Biden or not, it's not as big a factor as what Michigan is. And also, Jim said it looks like Trump's going to lose the popular vote again, which he did in 16.
Right.
You know, and that's because just the pure raw numbers coming out of California.
Yeah.
So that affects
that
everything.
That has a lot to do with
that. That affects everything.
Yeah.
I do have a stortum stat if you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Do we have a question of the day or no?
No,
we had a lot of questions.
Our question of the day was the election.
All about
election. We've had enough.
All about elections.
Questions.
All right.
Today.
So, stortum stat, I wanted to keep it fairly light because, you know, people are going to be kind of at each other in the next couple of days.
Yeah,
I think.
Sure. And you went pretty dark with a couple recent stortum stats.
Yeah. So, I want to try and keep it dark. So, it's about mummies.
Okay.
All right. It's about mummies. On this day in 1891, King Tut was discovered.
Ah, discovered.
Yeah. So
okay.
He was discovered. He wasn't planted there in 1891.
No, thousands of years before that. Many years.
King Tut, so thank goodness for that, or we wouldn't have had the great Steve Martin song, King Tut.
No, okay. No, but that's the contribution you mark for King Tut, huh?
Yeah, that's... We have a wonderful song from Steve Martin, and everyone is now downloading it on their Apple Music.
No, they're not.
Well,
they're not.
I just said, Alexa, play King Tut. Let's see who's home.
There you go. All right, everybody. We hope you have a great day. Thank you very much for watching. We really do appreciate you guys checking in here each and every morning. Oh, I was going to just keep talking until Troy's arm got really tired. We'll talk to you at 5 o'clock. We'll have more on the election at 5 o'clock. And
it's hurting.
We'll see you then.
Bye-bye. Be nice to each other.
That's right.